We begin the Karen Daf Masech, this Avon Daf Nun Ches. We begin 3 lines off from the top of the Yomit, where the Gemara begins the Gemara from the previous Mishnah, which began on the previous Daf. And that is one of the ideas we mentioned in the previous Daf, was that when we're actually measuring the 2,000 Amos, how do we do that? What type of tool do we use? So we said that we use a chaval, a rope, of Nun Amos that's 50 Amos long, to which our Gemara begins right now with that idea. Minohan Emili, from where do we know this? That is exactly how, as it said in the Mishnah, Le'pachas V'Yoyser, can't be more or less, has to be exactly a rope of 50 Amos that we keep on measuring, 50 plus 50 plus 50, until we finally get to the end of 2,000 Amos, and that's how we measure the Tchum of Halachas Shabbos of 2,000 Amos. Some of Yehuda Merav, Damakra, as it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, Oirech HaChatzer Me'a Ba'ama, the length of the courtyard of the Mishkan was 100 Amos, V'reichim, and the width was Chamishim B'Chamishim, was 50 by 50, which, that's difficult. What do you mean 50 by 50? It was 50 by 100. The length was 100 and the width was 50. What's B'Chamishim? Retire, the Torah is telling you, B'Chaval Shul Chamishim Amos Medoid, that when you're measuring, that's the tool you should use if you want to have an exact, what the Torah considers exact measurements, should be a rope of 50 Amos long. But the Gemara asks, that extra word bachamishim, which you're telling me that it means that you should measure the 50 through bachamishim, through a rope that's 50 long, but we need it for a different drasha, and that is to teach us the halacha of karfaf. Halacha of karfaf is a certain area that we give to the extension of a city, which is 70 amos and a fraction more, and that is litl chamishim ulasavav chamishim. What the drasha is that although the width of the Beis Hamikdash was 50, of the Mishkan was 50, but we say chamishim b'chamishim is to tell you that what you do is you take the other 50, which is not the courtyard that was in front of the Mishkan, but rather that other 50, because again the length was 100, so 50 by 50 was one, then you have the other 50 by 50. So take that 50, add it onto that 50, and you add on to the side, you keep on adding and adding. Basically it comes out to the same square area of 5,000 square amos, but instead of being 50 by 50, it'll be 70 Vishraim and 70 Vishraim, which is basically the ear of a Karfaf, and that's where we learn out the halacha of Karfaf. But either way, the Gemara is asking, how could you learn the word Bachamishim to teach you this halacha? How did you measure any measurements, including like we find by the Mishkan, with this chaval, with this rope of 50 Amos? But that extra word Chamishim comes to teach us a different halacha of Karfaf, that we know that you take the 50, add it onto the 50 that's already there, and you're going to end up with a larger square, being this 70 and a fraction Amos by 70 and a fraction Amos, again, which is the halacha of a Karfaf. So how do you know this halacha? So the Gemara answers no, you can really learn both halachas from this. Because Im Kain, if it was only teaching us the halach of Karfaf, Lei Makra Chamishim Chamishim, it should have said 50-50. And the extra word 50 would have told us, take the other 50, add it onto that 50, and it's going to keep on expanding in the length and the width till it gets to 70 and a fraction by 70 by a fraction. My Chamishim Ba Chamishim, what's the extra word base to tell you that you should measure the 50 by 50? Shamina Tarti, the teacher's both rules. Not only that you add on the 50 to the 50, but when you're measuring it, should be Bachamishim with this rope of 50 amos long. That's how we find that the measurements in the Torah, to be exact, should be with such a rope. Which brings us to the next idea that the Mishnah had said, that Le'pachas of Le'yaser, you can't use a rope that's smaller or longer, it has to be exactly that. So Tanu, within the Braisa, that why is this that the Torah had told us, as we just found the source for this, that it should be exactly a rope of 50 amos long? Le'pachas, you shouldn't have a rope that's less than 50 amos. V'mnei shemarba, because that's going to extend the area of 2,000 amos. Because when it's a very short rope, you could pull it very tight, and it's going to lengthen the measurement. And the Torah said that no, if you want to have an exact, what we consider exact, is to use a rope of 50 amos, and then it's not going to be pulled more than what's necessary. And the rope should not be longer than 50 amos, because if you use a longer rope, it's going to diminish the amount of the tchum, because since it's so long, that it's going to be heavy in the middle, it's going to sink in, and therefore, you're not going to end up having 2,000 amos. You're going to have less than that, because some of it is lost in the weight of the middle of the rope, and therefore, it's as we said from the pasuk, that has to be exactly 50 amos long. So Amr Basi, Basi says to define exactly this rope that we're talking about, that we measure with, of 50 amos, you want to know what type of rope it is? It's not any type of rope of 50 amos. It has to be a rope of avskima. So the Gemara asks, my avskima? Amar Baba, nargila. So the Gemara asks, my nargila. What is nargila? Amar Biakov, diklo dechad navra. It's a type of a palm tree that has one vine. Vine is this type of a bast that grows around and it wraps itself around the tree. So such a tree that has only one vine, that is the type of tree that we use as that material to create the rope. Igadam, that those that say a little different version of what we just quoted as a machlekes, that the Gemara had asked, my afskima, That Rabbi Abba Amar Nargila, Rabbi Abba had said Nargila, and Rabbi Yaakov Amar Diklo de Chanavra, this type of a palm tree that had one vine, not that that was an explanation of Nargila, but rather that was arguing on the one who said Nargila, so obviously Nargila is something else. So time to learn in the Braisa. Amar Bishu bin Chananya, Ein Lecha Sheyafa Lemedida. In truth, there is nothing that's really as good for measuring. Yisim Mishal Shaloy Shal Barzel, than a chain of iron. That's really the best type of thing that could be used for measuring. But what can we do? Because the Torah already tells us, a pasuk in Zechariah, that what is the type of tool that the Torah wants you to use? That is uviyaday, and in his hand it says was chevel mida, was a measuring rope. And this pasuk it says by the vision of Yechezkel, which is for the Beis Hamikdash of the future. It says that what was the tool he used to measure was a measuring rope, and therefore we see that although he seems to hold that the best would be a metal chain, but we don't use it. Rather, we use a measuring rope, as we had said. But then the Gemara asked, but for a kasiv, but there's a different pasuk, a pasuk in Yechezkel that says, "Ubiyad ha'ish," and in the hand of the man, which this is also a reference to the Mishkan of Yechezkel, was kineh hamida, was a measuring stick. So you see, that's not only rope. You see that they measure with a stick too. And that he says, "Ahu lisari," that was for the gates. And that is to measure the width of the gates, then the stick is good. But for measuring anything else, then we use only a measuring rope. So although again, a shashaloy, a shabarzel, l'chayr should be better, but we see even the pasuk prefers not that, it prefers a measuring rope. And as the Gemara said before, that's specifically a certain type of a palm tree that has one vine wrapped around it. So turn to Rav Yosef. Related to this, Rav Yosef says, there are three types of ropes, and we're going to see that ultimately he's going to argue on the pshat that I said before what type of rope we use to measure the tchumen. So he says the three types of ropes are shel magag, made out of reeds, shel netzer, that's made out of a peeled willow, v'shel pishton, and those made out of linen. And he explains where we find these three types of ropes throughout the Mishnayos. Shel megag, those made out of reeds, is lepara. That's for the para aduma. And that is as the Gemara brings Ditnan, as we learn in Mishnah Masechtas Para. The reason why we use this type of a rope made out of reeds is because a reed is not Makabel Tumma, and therefore because we want all the Maisim of the Para Aduma to be Betahara. As it says the Mishnah Masechtas Para, Kaftua Bechevel Hamagag. They would tie the Para, the Para Aduma, with a rope made out of reeds. And then they would put it on top of its part where it was burned. Again, therefore we see one type of rope was the rope made out of reeds, again for the purpose of Tahara by the Parah Duma. Shel Netzarim, the type of rope made out of peeled willow, that we find L'Saita, for the woman that was suspected of adultery. So they have a certain process that they do for her in the Beis HaMikdash. They're not like we learned in a Mishnah Masechta Saita. It says V'achach, and afterwards, whatever the process that the Mishnah was talking about over there, it says maybe Chevel HaMitzri, that they bring the rope made out of the peeled willow, V'koysher L'mala Medadeh, and then they tie it on top of her breast, and then they continue with this whole process that they were doing, and therefore we see that reference of that type of a rope. Finally, the third type of rope, shall pishdan, the rope made out of linen, is limedida, is for measurements. And therefore we see that he holds not like Rav Asi that we mentioned before, that it has to be this type of a palm tree with one vine. Rather, he holds the rope that's preferred as a rope made out of linen. That would be the perfect rope of 50 amas to measure the tchum of Shams. Now the Gemara continues quoting from a Mishnah that said, hayimoydid v'higiyah, if the person was measuring, again, we measure 50 plus 50 plus 50 until we finally get to 2,000, he was measuring, and he reached a valley. Now, what do? A valley, do you go down? So the Mishnah said that you span the area, that if you stand on one side of the valley and someone else somehow gets to the other side, it's within 50 amas. So you just measure flat, horizontally. You don't measure the inclines. You don't measure that at all. You go straight. That was what the Mishnah said, Mavliya. And then you go back to continue your measurements. So the Gemara makes a dik. What does it mean, chayzer lemidasa? What do you mean you go back? You're still going. You're going straight. You had this valley, and then you just went straight over it because it's within 50 amas. You didn't have to do the next part of the Mishnah, which is when it's less. When it's more than 50 amas, we have to do something else. So, but the Gemara makes an inference, meditani chayzer lemidasa, from the fact that it says, and then you go back to your measurements. What do you mean? You never left to go back. But mechlal, that could be inferred, dim einu yachal lavliya. Now, if let's say you cannot span it, in other words, where you are, the valley has a width that's longer than 50 amas, and therefore you can't measure from one side to the other. But then you go to a place, you keep on moving to the side, where the valley narrows, and there you could span it. Then you go there, you span it. And then you look up, opposite to the area where it was that you originally were measuring before you reached that valley. And then you go back to where it was when you finally get to the place where the valley's not there anymore. So the Gemara says, this diyuk, this inference from a Mishnah, is tanin lahadutan rabbanan. The diyuk from a Mishnah is bring support for this that we had learned in the Braisa. It says the same idea. If someone was measuring, and then finally the measurement comes to a valley, what do we do now? We're stuck, we can't keep on going. If you could span it, that is, we don't want you to go down to the valley. If it's within 50 yamas, so then you measure over that area of the valley. And if it's not, if it's the width is longer than 50 yamas, then you move to the side, exactly parallel to where you are, where there you could span it within 50 yamas, and then you measure it over there. And then when finally that you keep on going on the side until you finally see you can go back, then you go back exactly where you are, and then you continue measuring. That's the idea where we said in the Mishnah that you go back because you can go to the side. Then the Braisa continues with a related halacha.
If let's say the valley was curved, and that is, let's say you're measuring, and you get to a point where this valley surrounds the whole city, and you're measuring, let's say, going towards the west, and you can't go ahead and span it with a rope of 50 amas by the western side, because the width is longer than that. So now this valley curves all the way to the northern side, and only if you would go on the north would you be able to span it over there. And that is what the Braisa is telling you, that will not help to span the western side. Because that would be confusing. It will seem like that's where you're going for the northern side. We don't allow you to measure it that way. Rather, in this type of case, makdir va'ila, what you do is, you do as we find in our Mishnah, when you can't do havla, when you can't span it, then you do what's called, you pierce and you go up, makdir va'yared, and then you pierce and you go down. Basically what it is, as we're going to explain on Lamed Beis, there's a process of doing with shorter ropes of 4 amas to try to take as much horizontal and leave it as much vertical of the area, but you have to ultimately go down the valley in this case. Because since it's in your way and the only way you can do it is by going in the other direction, that's not allowed. Therefore, you have to use the utility of what's called makdir baharim to be able to, like, so to speak, go through the mountain, or like in this case, go through the valley, with again keeping as much a vertical of area out of it, not to lose as much of the chum as we would like to not lose that. Then the Braisa says, higi l'kaisel. Let's say you reach a wall. Here we don't say that you make a hole through the wall. Obviously you don't make a hole, but it's that concept of basically trying to figure out how much would be that area. Rather, you estimate the area and then you keep on going. You could just go around. You don't have to even measure it precisely. To which the Gemara asks on the Braisa, well, not to know, but we learned in our Mishnah, Mavliyoi, that you span the wall, and then you go back to the measurement. How does the Braisa say that you're not going to span it? You're not going to do Mekadrim Bahar. You're not going to do any of these things. You just estimate it and move on. Why is that? In our Mishnah, we said that it's something that you do have to measure it. And again, the way preferably is to do it is you do Havla. That is, you go ahead, you take sticks that are very tall, and then you would measure the rope of 50 amas from one top of the wall to the other. And then you move on. Not that you just estimate and move on. So what's pshat in the Braisa? And that the Gemara resolves because Hasam, there in our Mishnah, Nichatash Mishnah, we're talking about a case where it's easy for the public to use that area. For example, as Rashi says, if let's say it gains a height of 10 tefachim within 4 amas, there we say that you're going to do mavliya. You're gonna span it if you could. Again, if you cannot, as our Mishnah says, then you do makadrin baharim. Then you do this process of because if it's longer than 50 amas, you can't use a rope to be mavli to span it. Then you do this as a continuous horizontal lines going up and up. Again, not to do just straight up, because then you're going to lose a lot of the tchum. But that's the idea that, as Rashi said, the case in the Mishnah was talking about, that it's a pile of rubble where people walk on this wall. Therefore, it has to be included in the measurement of the tchum. So therefore, we have to do some type of process, either havla or the process of mekatrim. But hacha, over here in the Braisa, we're talking about a wall that goes straight up, a regular vertical wall, like nichatash mishte. Its utility is not convenient to use. Nobody walks on it. And therefore, since this area is not something that's used for the public thoroughfare, so that's not really included in the etzim measurement of the tchum, and therefore we are lenient and we allow it just to be with oimid, with an aleph, just to be able to estimate how much space it takes up, because really, in a sense, it's not even part of the public thoroughfare to be included in the tchum, and that's why we're mekel. It's only there in the Mishnah where we have to include it and do some type of a process, because people do walk on it, so that is part of the tchum, whereas here people don't walk on a regular wall vertically. Now the Gemara continues and it qualifies this halach of mekadrin baharim regarding this process of when you can't be mavliyat, because let's say a valley or a pile of rubble or a mountain that's long, that the width is longer than 50 amas. So then you have to actually measure the mountain, but we don't want to go straight up again to hold it up, because then you're going to lose so much space of area of horizontal because of the vertical area. So now the Gemara explains this heter, this leniency. I'm Rabbi Huda Mishmul. Lo yishanu, we didn't learn this heter, this leniency, this idea of being makadrim, of, so to speak, virtual piercing of the mountain, because in a sense, you're really making a hole straight through by doing all these horizontal lines, as we're going to learn on the base, how that's done by not going straight up. That is Ella, that was only said where it's something that it's convenient to be used. In other words, that it's very slanty, the wall, and therefore, in other words, it's not totally vertical, it's slanty, that there is some horizontal area to it that people, although it might be difficult, but they can use it and they climb on that area, they use that area. And that is, she'in chut ha-mishkoilis yared kenegdev. What is defined? How do we know if this is an area where it could be climbed? A straight wall, no one can climb up. But even if it's very, very steep, it could be done if it has at least some type of an incline. Now, how do we know if it's included that it's totally vertical or if it's at least enough of a curve that people could use it? That's if this chut ha-mishkoilis does not go straight down. And that is, as Rashi says, there is this type of a tool that's used by the builders, which is a lead weight. If you put this, like a stick coming out, and then you have a rope, and the bottom of it has this lead weight, and that goes straight, if that goes straight down, now that would define for us if that's going to consider a straight wall or not. And that is when it's going down to the depth, if it bangs into the incline of the wall, let's say by the valley, then or from if you're going on top of the mountain, whichever one that we're using, and it gets stuck and it makes it bounce off, then we know that that's something which is considered ein chut ha-mishkoilis yared kenegdev, and therefore it, people could use that area. Then we said that you have to utilize mekadrin baharim. Then you're going to have to do it and go and actually measure that area. But we try to be mekel as much as possible with this idea of mekadrin. And the Gemara will explain Amud Beis that the idea is, of course, nothing's totally straight. I mean, it's up until 4 amas, that would be considered yared kenegdev, that it goes straight down. And then that would be a different halacha. But what we're talking about was, if it's more than 4 amas, then it makes it move away, then that's what's considered that the chut ha-mishkoilis does not go straight down. That is where we say that the halacha of mekadrin baharim. And we continue on to Amud Beis. Aval chut ha-mishkoilis yared kenegdev. But if this tool, this weighted rope, which is this what the builders use to see if a wall is straight or not, and it goes straight down, that is, it's literally like a vertical wall, and therefore doesn't make the pole that's being put down, it doesn't make it move more than 4 amas away from where the edge of it is, then you make a perfect type of a measurement, which Rashi explains that to mean, that here we don't estimate, we don't put that into the tchum at all, the incline of the wall that doesn't is not included in the tchum by utilizing this idea of kidur, of piercing, which means to measure that incline by going, as we're going to see a little bit later, how that's done. Rather, you just go down to the bottom of the valley, you measure the floor, just the floor, like a flat floor, then you go back up and you continue measuring, because since here that it's less than 4 amas, this incline, people don't use that, and therefore that's not part of the tchumah whatsoever. So therefore you have to go down to the bottom to measure that horizontal area, but that's all, you're not going, in this case, if it's going to be that the chut ha-mishkoilis will go straight down, in other words, if it's less than 4 amas, then we're not counting that part at all, you don't have to do this whole process of kidur. Now the Gemara explains now in this exact process that we spoke about, we said there's two components. First, we said that if you come to this area, what do? You do what's called mavliya. Then you span it, you don't have to go down, you just continue on the surface area because it's less than 50 amas. That's considered havla. And then we said that if you can't do that because the width is going to be more than 50 amas, then you have to do this process of mekadrim, you have to measure going down and then to continue because you can't do it on the surface area, it's too far away. Now the Gemara asks, v'kama umka shalgei. Now, how deep can the valley be that we're going to say that you're going to span it if it's not more than 50 amas? Can it be as deep as it's going to be? That's the question that the Gemara is posing right now. So I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, you're right. Alpayim is only can be done if it's within 2,000, the floor of the valley is within 2,000 amas from the surface area, from ground level. But if it's more than that, even if the edges, the width of the valley is less than 50 amas, and you could technically be mavliyid, you're not allowed to be mavliyid. Rather, there you would have to do this process of mekadrin. You would have to go downwards by doing this process, again, that we're going to explain in a moment, because there's some rishonim explained, because here and now we view it as a totally separate area. The bottom of the valley is not even within 2,000 amas of the top. Therefore, we can't view it as one. Therefore, you can't just measure it from the top. You would have to go down and measure it that way. Twisty Gemara asks, we learned the Braisa Amik Kuf, that the depth could be only up to 100 amas, not 2,000, like Rav Yisuf just said. Nun, and if it's within the width of 50 amas, then again, then you can be mavliyah. More than 50, then you can't be mavliyah. It's too far. But if not, again, if it's more than width than 50, you can't, because the rope has to be 50. And we see from the Braisa that it's the depth is only allowed up to 100 amas, not like Rav Yisuf said up 2,000 amas. Rosh Gemara answers, you're right, from that price, it seems not like him. But who Dama Karchem? He learns like the others, the time like Luna Brysa. Achem Aymrim, the others say, Afila Omek, Alpayim, Berechiv Nun, Mavlir. As long as the width is within 50 yamas, again, which that's what mandatory for the rope, because the rope can't be more than 50 yamas, and even if the depth is up to 2,000 yamas, that is allowed. More than that is not, but 2,000 yamas is allowed. Ikudami, that those that say a different version. Amrav Yosef, Afila Yeser, Malpayim. Even if the depth is more than 2,000 amas, doesn't make a difference. You could still be mavliyad on the top by ground area. So Gemara says, come on. Now, who's that like? The like a Tanikam, not like Tanikam, who says only up to 100. But like Achem, it's not even like the Achem, where they say only up to 2,000, not more than that. So the Gemara says that Hasam over there, the machlekes of the Tanikam and the Achem, where they only allow either 100 or even at most 2,000, that's She'en Chot HaMeshkoilis Yard Kenegder. That's similar to a theme that we were speaking about in the Gemara before, where there the pole does not go straight down. And therefore, since on some level it's usable for the public to walk there, so therefore we go L'chumah. Now, we see this area as usable area, as Tchum area, because people can get down there somehow. Hach over here, Barab Yosef, that he was saying that you don't measure the bottom. That is, you can be mavli on the surface, no matter how deep it is. That's bechot hameshkoilis yerid kenegdu. We're talking about a totally vertical wall, where there, even if it's going to be a depth more than 2,000 amas, you're allowed to be mavliyad, because on some level, first of all, you can't be makadir. It's totally straight wall, and we don't consider that as an area where people are going down into. So therefore, even more than 2,000 amas, you could just measure on surface level, and that's why it's not difficult on him, because he's talking about a different case than they are. They're talking about that on some level there is a slope. By his case, there is no slope. It's totally vertical. Now the Gemara asks to explain the statement that we had said on Oman Aleph of Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel, that he defined for us, when is it that we say Mekadrin, that we say this, that you have to measure going down, if it's more than 50 amas, what do you do by a valley? You can't measure on the surface area. So therefore we said we go down, but we do this process of Mekadrin, as we're going to explain what that is. But he said that's only if it's Chut HaMeshkoilis, that's not Yerid Kenegdoi. That is, in other words, the pole, this weighted pole that would be coming down, this rope would be banged out because it is a slope. But if it would go straight down, he says, you don't have to be Mekadrin, then we don't count that at all. You just go down to the bottom measure and go back up. We don't count the walls. And that the Gemara asks, B'chi ein hat Chut HaMeshkoilis Yerid Kenegdoi. When Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel said that this whole process of Mekadrin was talking about, that if this weighted rope is not going to go straight down, then you do Mekadrin. So ad kama, until how much was that said? In other words, how far should that be? Because there is no wall that's totally straight, so it's always going to hit something. What did he mean? How far does it have to be banged out that we're going to be considered that it's not Yuri, that it doesn't go straight down, that we're going to be Machmer and require Mekadrin? And that the Gemara says, as we had been explaining up until now, Maravimi, Dalad, 4 amas, that is, less than 4 amas is considered that it's really totally straight. If it's going to bang it out more than 4 amas, then we consider it something that is somehow climbable, and then it's considered that it's hiluch harabim, even through difficulty, but it's considered usable, and therefore then we would have to do the process of Mekadrin. But again, if we'd be going straight down, then you wouldn't have to measure that at all. You just go down to the bottom, measure that, and go back up. You don't have to count the wall part whatsoever. Now the Gemara resumes discussing our Mishnah. It said, Higi lahar, if you reach a mountain, again, we're measuring 2,000 amas out of the city limits, 50, 50, 50, we continue going, you reach a mountain. So Mavliya, then you span it. In other words, you don't have to count go walking up, because then you lose so much of the tchum. Rather, you hold up these tall sticks, and then the top of the stick is a rope of 50 amas, measuring the distance of, if it's less than 50 amas, and then Mechaz Lamedas, you go back to your measurements. So Amar Rava says, Lo yishanu, we didn't learn this heter of being mekader or being mavliya, these processes, these two processes that we had learned in our Mishnah, el bahar hameslaket yud mitoich dalet, only regarding a mountain that it gets to an incline of 10 tfachim within 4 amas. And that is, if someone's coming to measure, to see how much the height is, that he's going up, and he finds that it's going to be 10 tfachim before he even reaches to a distance of 4 amas, then that's something that's very steep. Then we say that we have this leniency of being mavliya, or of doing it mekadrim, that we don't want to lose so much of the tchum by having all this vertical area. Then we say that's the process that we do. But if, let's say, it only reaches a height of 10 tfachim, when it's already by 5 amas, then we don't view it as, then we view it as flat ground. Everything, nothing's perfectly straight. So then here where it's not so steep, because it's only reaching 10 tfachim when it gets to 5 amas, then you measure a regular measurement whatsoever. You don't do havla, you don't do kider, you actually measure walking straight, heart to heart. That's where you hold the rope to the other person. Because again, nothing is going to be perfectly straight. Although here's a little of an incline, it's not so steep, and we don't use the leniencies of mavliya and mekadrim. However, if Hunabrid Nasan Masan Lakula, he learned this version more lenient. And that is, the way he learned it was that it's only by a slanty mountain where there we require Havla or Kedar. But if it's vertical, if it's totally straight up, which is the reverse of how we're saying until now, then all you would have to do is estimate it. As his version learns as follows. Amar Rava. What Rava did say was, Lo Yishan, we didn't say that we require to do Mekadrin or being Mavliya. To the contrary, the only time you actually have to do kider is, and obviously that's a leniency that you don't measure straight up, but that's if it's any type of incline where even if it reaches 10 tfachim within 5 amas, but to the other way, but let's say it's so steep that it reaches a height of 10 tfachim within 4 amas, then you don't do kider or mavliya. Then you do even something more lenient. Then all you do is estimate and you keep on going, because, again, as we had mentioned this svar before, that's not considered as part of the tchum, because nobody walks on such a steep incline. Therefore, there all you have to do is estimate it and you can move on. We use that leniency because it's so slanty. So that's the opposite of the other version. The other version said that the only time we do the leniency of kider and of avlah is when it's 10 tfachim within 4 amas. But if it's going to be within 5 amas, then you have to measure regularly. But they mention nothing about just estimating, which is a very big leniency. The second version says that no. When it's within 5 amas, then you'll do the leniency of kider and mavliya. When it's within 4 amas, then it's so steep, then all you do is estimate. You don't have to even do kider and mavliya. So then the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah that said, so one of the things we mentioned, again, we're trying to measure the 2,000 amas out of the city. So you regularly measure with a rope of 50 amas. What do you get if somewhere where you can't measure within 50 amas? Let's say it's a valley. So we said that if the distance from one end of the valley to the other is within 50 amas, so then you measure from one end to the other and have to actually go down. Then we said, let's say it's more than 50 amas. So then we said, what you do is, you go to the side. Because as we said, chayz lemidasa, you go to the side and see there if you can measure within 50 amas, but as long as you don't go out of the tchum. If you go out of the tchum, then we're not going to let you measure on that side. So which you can ask my time, what's the reason? Why would that be a problem? We're just using it as we're totally parallel to where we were over there. And who cares that it's out of the tchum? We just want to know how much is the distance. It's just like a technical thing. Another thing is, Zamar of Kahana, Gizera, it's a decree, Shemeyemu midas tchumen balakan. No, it's a problem because people are going to see the people measuring. And people might say that, hey, look, I saw the measuring guy who was measuring the tchum, and he was over here. We could definitely walk here on Shabbos. I know the tchum is over here, but it's not really true. The guy was only going there to be able to measure there, to be able to know how to get past, to get back to where he was within the tchum, to keep on measuring. And therefore, we don't allow you to measure over there. Then you have to go on to the next process of a Mishnah, which our Gemara quotes, im einu yochel lahavliya, that if you cannot span it, again, because it's the distance of one end to the valley to the other is going to be more than 50 amas, and you can't do it on the side because it's out of the tchum over there where it finally narrows to less than 50 amas. Then we said in the Mishnah that then you do this process of mekadrim harm, as if you're piercing a hole through the mountain, because in a sense, all we're doing is going horizontal as much as possible. We're trying to cut out as much as the vertical area as possible to maintain the true property of the tchum as much as possible for it to be 2,000 amas. So now the Gemara explains in that with a brisa, turn up on. We learn the brisa exactly, ketzad mekadrim. How do we do this process of quote unquote piercing a hole through the mountain? So we say the way we do this is tachtun keneged libur. What you're doing is you're climbing up the mountain or going down to the valley. So you have two people, one person holding either end of the rope. But if we would each hold it in the same spot, we'd be losing a lot of area. So let's say we're climbing up a mountain. So the one on the bottom is holding it opposite his heart. Elyon keneged margalaisa, but the one on top, he's higher up on the mountain, he holds it by his foot. And therefore, the process, the way it works is that I'm holding it here and you're higher up, but it's by your foot, so I'm basically going straight. And then, so this is where it is. We counted this amount as we're going to learn this four amas. And then you go up again, and I hold it by my heart again, which is a higher distance, and that goes to you. Again, basically, we're having only horizontal lines. We're not having any of that vertical area, and that's how what this process of, like, so to speak, you're piercing through, and you're saving all that vertical area. So Abaya says, to explain this, Naktinan, our tradition is, in Makajan el b'chavol shal arba amas, that we only do this piercing with a rope of four amas, again, because you can't have, obviously, longer, because then you wouldn't be able to have from one person's heart to the other person's foot, because it would be too long. So therefore, on this incline, you have it only four amas, then you could have this thing of continuously getting this four amas, then elevating it, because that person who finally walked up to that other person's spot brings it up to his heart, to that other person's foot, and you're basically keeping it lines as much as horizontal as possible, and as if you're piercing a hole right through and not losing any of that vertical area. So Amram Nachman, Amram Rabba Arvu, Naktinon, E Mekadrin, but our tradition is that we don't do this leniency of piercing loy be'egla rufa, not by the parasha of the decapitated calf, when they measured to figure out which city was the closest one to the corpse that they had found in this on the road, because the one of this the zikanim of the closest city, they have to come and say a certain parasha over there and rest their hands on the egla rufa. So there we don't do this leniency of makadron. We don't do it either by the city of refuge, which is when someone kills by mistake. Inadvertently, he has to flee to the city of refuge. So we say that the tchum, the boundary of the city of refuge, where that has the same properties to save as the city itself, as the Mishnah Maseches Makkah says, that just like the city saves, so too the boundary saves, that we don't, when we measure that boundary, we don't measure with this leniency of Mekadron. And the reason why these two things are, because these are biblical, they're derived from the halachas, that we don't change anything over there, rather there we measure exactly the mountains and the valleys as if it was flat ground. And that is why, as we had said in the Mishnah, it says, Bezu shemati shemekadron baharim, that in our halacha of tchumen, there were mekel, and we say that we do this process of mekadron. But by these deraisdege halachas of egla rufa and by the ir miklat, then we measure regularly from heart to heart, we measure those 2,000 amas, and that's obviously on some levels going to be a stringency. Now the Gemara continues with the next mission. Again, talking about the actual measurement, the technical process of how to measure the tchum of 2,000 amas for the tchum of Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Ein moided in elem namumcha. The way we measure the tchum of Shabbos is only with a professional, in other words, someone that's a professional, one who measures boundaries, who knows how to do perfect measurings. Now, let's say, riba l'makam echad umid l'makam achar. Let's say one area was longer and one area was shorter. That is, they find the markers where it says where the end of the tchum is. And one corner is longer and it sticks out further than the sign, than the peg, than the pole of the other side. So what do you do? Shaymin lamokim shariba, we listen, we follow the place which is further out, and we continue where the shorter one had been, we extend it to where the longer one had been, because we say that probably the reason why the shorter one was shorter is because they didn't pull out the rope as tight as they're supposed to be, because as it says in the Tesefta, you have to pull it very tight to really have that 50 amas of the rope, and therefore, although one is shorter, we say that the one that we're following is the longer one. Similarly, ribula echad umiyat lechad. If let's say one is greater and one is shorter, which the Gemara is going to explain, seems like it's redundant, saying the same idea. Shoyim in the ribula, we listen to the longer one. Finally, the Mishnah concludes, afila eved, even if a slave, afila shivcha, even a maidservant, nemanim leimer, they're all believed to say. In other words, although for edus, for testimony, generally we don't rely on these types of people's testimony, for these halachas, we rely on them for them to say, ad kan tchum Shabbos, I know that this is where the boundary of Shabbos extends to. And the reason is, shalei amru chacham es adav lahachmer, that our sages did not say the idea of tchumen as a stringency, el lahakal, only to be lenient. And that is, when they made the gzera, that a person should not leave his tchum, they didn't say to be machmer by tchumen, rather to be makel in the halachas of tchumen, to be lenient, as the Gemara in the next daf will explain, what does that mean? In the sense, tchumen is a stringency, but the halachas themselves, when we have this type of suffix, then we're going to follow leniency, and therefore we even follow the testimony of an evet or a shivcha.